Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast, this time with opera overtures by Albert Lortzing, a composer who is little known outside Germany, but whose operas were among the most popular in German theaters for more than a century. The music that opened this podcast comes from the overture to his opera, Der Waffenschmied. Here's a bit more. Albert Lortzing was born in 1801 in Berlin, where his parents ran a hide business. They were also keen amateur actors, so when the family business failed during the Napoleonic campaigns, they took up acting professionally. After that, they toured widely as a kind of family group, with his father mainly playing comic and sentimental parts and his mother operatic soubrette roles. Thus, young Albert, well, he grew up with the theater, as well as learning to play the violin, cello, guitar, and piano. In 1824, he married Rosina Alice, a fellow member of the theatrical company, and soon began writing and composing his own Singspiels, or musical plays, as well as operas. Here is the overture to his opera, Undine. Der Weihnachtsabend, or The Christmas Eve, premiered in Münster, Germany on the 21st of December, 1832. It's a one-act opera that takes place in the living room of the Kaeferling family, father, mother, and five children. The eldest daughter, Suschen, is in love with her stepfather's nephew, Gottlieb Finke, who has been banned from the house and, as a soldier, is forced to spend Christmas Eve on duty in the cold outside the barracks. In the end, though, all is resolved. The piece is, it's kind of interesting. It's not just a portrayal of family life in general, but also of Lortzing's own family life. In fact, in those first performances, Lortzing himself played Finke, and his own children played the Käferling's children. Here is the overture to Weihnachtsabend. Albert Lortzing's music is in the kind of 19th century style of light German opera that remained in favor well into the 20th century. His opera, Hans Sachs, tells the story of a poor young cobbler. A local goldsmith named Stefan has offered his daughter's hand as the prize in a singing contest, but he wants to rig the contest so a local alderman wins. The alderman tries to sing a song that's actually by Hans Sachs, but claims he wrote it. Fortunately, the alderman was a lousy singer and makes a complete mess of the song. Then Hans Sachs steps up and sings the song like it was his own, which it was, and blows away the judges. It's a bit like a very early version of America's Got Talent, except you get married at the end. Here's how the overture to Hans Sachs begins. Thank you. Gustav Albert Lortzing was an actor, singer, librettist, composer, and conductor, and although he's mostly unknown outside of Germany, for some 150 years he was the most performed composer in German theaters after Mozart and Verdi. I may be one of the only people on the west side of the Atlantic Ocean who's actually played four of his operas, but yes, I was living in Germany at the time. Freelancing in various theater orchestras all seemed to be playing one Lortzing opera or another. And they were a ball to play. Lovely music, fun stories. It's no wonder they're so popular. Here's the beginning of the overture to Lortzing's opera, Zar und Zimmermann, one of his most popular operas in Germany and one of the few that's at least a little bit known outside of Germany. All of the music in this podcast was recorded by Sweden's Malmö Opera Orchestra under the direction of Jon Merkel, both of whom have already made many wonderful recordings for Naxos. One of the things I always enjoyed about Lortzing's music was the wonderful wind writing, both solo winds and as the whole section together. He really knew how to write for the instruments, like in the overture to his opera Regina, though in this opera, a cello gets a nice solo as well. That was music from Albert Lortzing's opera Regina, from an entire album of opera overtures by Lortzing, all played by the Malmö Opera Orchestra, conducted by Jon Merkel. Naxos catalog number 8.573824. To go out, here's the ending of the overture to Lortzing's opera Der Wildschutz, a piece I played over 40 times and enjoyed every performance. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.